Welcome to What is Going Om for new thought from the edge of Om. Each week on Om Time's flagship radio show, veteran broadcaster, author, and media consultant Sandy Sedgbeer conducts thought-provoking interviews with inspirational authors, artists, musicians, scientists, speakers, and filmmakers who are working at the point where spirituality and science meet consciousness at the very edge of Om. Here is your host, Sandy Sedgbeer.
Hello. Can the evolution of humanity really be accomplished simply by creating a more nurturing, energetic bubble around ourselves? Can a machine that has been programmed to focus and transmit subtle life force energies over long distances really expand your consciousness, boost your body's natural healing ability, increase your concentration and creativity, reduce pain, anxiety, and depression, harmonize your environment, and help you sleep and meditate more deeply? If you think this all sounds a bit far-fetched, stay tuned, because I've been experimenting with something called focused life force energy, and I've personally been so impressed by it, as well as by the ethics and the mission of the people behind it, that I invited its founders to join us tonight to address those two opening questions and more, while simultaneously conducting a live experiment while we're listening, which means that tonight's show will be the first ever interactive and energetically experiential edition of What is Going On. And that's not all, because at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you how you can continue the experiment and see what focused life force energy can achieve in your life with a no obligation 15-day free trial. My guests are Jeffrey Stegman, who's been creating high consciousness fields and cultures that parallel his own spiritual path in his businesses for many years, and Clayton Stedman, who combines his work coaching business as a spiritual path with creating high consciousness fields for healing the human mind, body, and spirit. Jeffrey Stegman, you know, your names are so easy to mix up, but Jeffrey Stegman and Clayton Stedman, welcome to What is Going On.
Thank you, Sandy. Glad to be here.
So before we start, let's tell our listeners about this experiment we're conducting tonight. I don't know which one of you wants to deal with that, but tell us what's going on.
Well, we specialize, this is Jeffrey. We specialize in creating high consciousness fields, and we use Dr. David Hawkins' map as a scale that we measure on using kinesiology. So we're going to create a field at the time when we do it that will be, you know, around 850 on the Hawkins map, which is pretty high. So it'll be a very energetic, lots of energy surrounding the listener, and it will be available both for live listeners and later for the tape as well.
Okay, so Clayton, tell me, what should people notice, if anything?
Yes, well, there's a couple of things to prepare yourself to be more discerning of the field. One is to obviously be in a quiet environment so you can notice your senses. The other thing would be to be in a state of mind that's calm. Now, people may be listening to this wherever they're listening, and you know, we understand you haven't been prepared to experiment, perhaps, as a listener, but those are the kind of optimal conditions to notice the change.
Cool. Okay, so Jeffrey, tell us, what is focused life force energy?
Well, Sandy, it's the experiments that we've done over these years really started with a group of inventors that were trying to create a free energy device, and really instead created a system or a machine that's much like a Tesla, Nikola Tesla experimental setup with stacks of plates and coils that are with high-speed alternating current that is tuned, and it's pulling in life force energy, chi or prana, and then there's an output stack that creates a very high consciousness field, a very high field. And that is where we put in instructions, or programs as we call them, And we discovered at one point, a big breakthrough, that if it included coordinates or an address, that we could entangle or associate that field with a location anywhere on the planet. And so focused life force energy is really that field being created in a home or business or around a cell phone or an object that creates an environment that's really optimal for people to evolve. That's our mission.
This reminds me a little bit of Professor William Tiller's work, and he did the original intention experiments, and he has created what he calls unimprinted intention devices that he then imprints. He's been able to prove that you can change the pH balance of water from Payson in Arizona to Germany. Incredible a number of points that it's gone up, a very significant number of points. So are you talking about the same kind of thing? Does this require intention in its programming?
Well, you could say that, this is Jeffrey again, that this is a consciousness machine, and it's really our intentions, or the intentions are in the program that really is, you know, is a request that is in this field of the original machine, and we've now got satellite versions that all are connected. So it really, yes, it is an intention, and it's a consciousness machine that is creating this field and these effects at another location.
Clayton, tell me, what intentions have you programmed into the machines?
Well, the intentions, first of all, are expressed on paper or in a Word document that the output stack has been told to connect to. So that's the kind of mechanical process of it. And when we're writing a program, we're basically creating a context. So the context is what we're trying to achieve. So if you can imagine, or any of your listeners can imagine, what would be the ideal environment to create in your home for the evolution of yourself and your family. So that's basically the context that we have. And then we write out how to do that. So, for example, the first thing we do is we have a clearing program. We call it the removal template internally. And we found out we have to remove all the negative history from the land before the consciousness would go up quickly. So we made a list of all the negative conditions that could happen on a land, on a piece of land, or in an environment. And then the technology cycles through those requests of divinity to remove those negative conditions. So that's how the intentions are expressed. And then what we'll do, Sandy, is we'll measure the level of consciousness of that program on the Hawkins map. And when it gets to 999 out of 1,000 or higher, then that's when we'll do beta testing experiments, lots of them, and then eventually we'll put it on. That's part of the process anyway. We have clearing programs, which is the one I just mentioned. Then we have energizing programs, and then we have enhancement programs. So it's much like painting your home. You want to get the dirt off the walls first, if there's any dirt, so that the new colors will be representative of what they should be.
So high consciousness output fields, how can they improve sleep, boost the body's healing ability, increase concentration and creativity, and energize the environment?
Well, maybe I'll just pick this up and carry that thought on a little bit further. We'll take that category, like let's say sleep, and we'll do research on what are the optimal conditions in the body for sleep. So one of the things we know is that ideally you want the melatonin production in the body to start about 3 hours before you go to bed. And we can't control that, but we can make a request of divinity in the programming for the body to optimize its melatonin production, because that helps sleep. So the technology does have limitations, but it's really based on research, where we look at, you know, what's the optimal conditions in an environment for the body's immune system to use its innate intelligence to really optimize itself. And so we'll just do a bunch of research on you know, immune systems and how to boost them, and then we'll, you know, write. So that's the context, and then we'll write the program out, and then we'll test it, and then when it's ready, we'll put it in.
Clayton, how long did it take for you to develop this?
Well, there were three inventors that worked for 7 years on just getting it to the point where they stumbled across the fact that they can focus life force energy. And I've been experimenting with it since 1997. And Jeff and I have been working, with it for about 6 years now. We did about a year of service work just prior to 2012. And then we decided to start the business, and then we spent about a year before we started the business, and then, you know, that was September 24th, 2013. So we've been working with it since then, and I know I don't think we fully understand all the possibilities of it yet. We're continuing to find more ways to improve the field, to stabilize it more, to harmonize different EMFs and geopathic stress zones. So some days I feel like we're just scratching the surface, and we've got thousands and thousands of hours into research and development.
You've got thousands and thousands of users too. Tell us what people are saying that they are experiencing.
Well, I could pick that one up, and it also dovetails into your question about, you know, what happens with health and the body in this field. And so this high consciousness field that is created is 560 on the Hawkins map. In North America, we're around 410. The parts of the world, it's different. But so each point upwards on that scale is 10 times more energy available. So there's this reservoir of energy that the body can pull from for healing projects, and really also just resources that the body needs, whether it's more willpower to overcome an addiction or a habit that we'd like to break. And so that's one of the things we hear from customers is they've been wanting to go vegan, and they were finally able to do it. They were wanting to stop smoking. They were finally able to do it. Alcoholism and other things as well. And so we find that's one of the things we hear is that people say, wow, it's gotten easier for me to exert my willpower in a positive way for my life.
What about the people's environments? I mean, you talk about you could use this in your business. You can use it in your home. What sort of things are happening in people's businesses that you're hearing about? And, you know, Clayton, you can take that one.
Sure. First of all, a business entity that's registered, you know, through the corporate registry has a consciousness to it. So the technology is really based upon the principle of unique identifier. So when you purchase a business subscription, we actually put the business entity on itself, and so the level of consciousness of the business will rise. We'll say it's very, very likely to rise, 99.999% of the time. I don't want to say it will absolutely change. But so that's one thing that happens, and with an increased level of consciousness, especially if the business has had a history of multiple owners or has had a really hard time and there's, you know, kind of some residual frustration or something in the culture of the business, it will help clear that out. And we do notice that most business subscribers find an increase in activity immediately because of the extra energy available. We notice that, for example, we had a record store on in the beginning. And the owner of the store would write down the amount of time that the average person would spend in the store, and that just like any high consciousness field, be it a sacred site or a pilgrimage destination or even a temple or our grandparents' home, for example, when we were young, if we like to spend time there, we will tend to naturally spend more time in a place that's peaceful or high consciousness. So the record store owner was noticing that more people were spending more time in the store, and you know, their sales went up as a result of that because people were just kind of relaxed and shopping, and they tend to purchase a little bit more. Those are a few stories.
You talk about measuring changes, measuring consciousness using David Hawkins' map. There are many who say that that is subjective, that we have no way of measuring whether, you know, that can be proven. What do you say to that, Jeffrey?
Well, I'd say there, Dr. Hawkins did a lot of very interesting work in his, you know, in his publications, and there's clues throughout that work of the protocols that he used to sort of be ready for testing. And, you know, it's something that Clayton can address maybe after the break, but he, you know, has cracked some of those protocols and filled in the gaps. And so we're able to, between the, you know, the two of us, to confirm that we're getting the same answers, you know, and other people that are testers as well that we work with, we confirm we're all getting the same answers. So we feel that we're able to do it in a repeatable fashion and using multiple, you know, blind testing to confirm that.
You're listening to What Is Going On's... I'm sorry, did you want to speak then? We'll come back to you after the break.
Yes.
You're listening to What Is Going On. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and my guests tonight are Jeffrey Stegman and Clayton Stedman, co-founders of Focused Life Force Energy. We'll be back with more from Jeffrey and Clayton after this break.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, this is Dr. Donise Warden, and I'm excited to tell you about homeopathic injections from Hevert Pharmaceuticals. I utilize them in my practice for pain, inflammation, depression, and other medical conditions. I'm achieving excellent results, and I've seen no adverse reactions. I encourage you to explore these novel treatments.
Call Hevert today at 855-387-6466. To find a practitioner in your area to administer these FDA-registered medications. 855-387-6466.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Jeffrey Stegman, I interrupted you as we were going to the break, so would you like to finish your thought?
Yeah, I would love to just pass it over to Clayton, since he's really, really the expert on testing, muscle testing, the Hawkins map.
Thanks, Jeff. As just mentioned, Sandy, there are clues in Hawkins' work. Of course, there's a set of protocols at the back of his books, for example, in Power versus Force, the first edition. And if you get Power versus Force, the second edition, you'll notice an expanded set of protocols. So if you read the books for clues to find additional protocols, you'll discover them. For example, in Power versus Force, Edition 1, page 117, paragraph 2, Dr. Hawkins says that something to the effect, you might find it interesting to test the level of consciousness of the inquiry. Now, he didn't put that in his original set of protocols. So if you take the original set of protocols and you add that to it, testing the level of consciousness of the inquiry, and then you alter the level of consciousness of the inquiry so it's higher and higher, you're now starting to control one of the variables in kinesiology and reducing subjectivity. Another book, Truth versus Falsehood, in the beginning he talks about not releasing that book because of certain conditions in the world. And so what that meant to me was that at the end of your testing, you have to calibrate if it's in the highest and best interest of all creation to release the or share the information that you've deducted through the calibration process with the person or people or the world in the way that you're holding in mind that you intend to share it, because you're karmically responsible for what you say. And so that's another protocol that isn't in the list of protocols. And so you can see that as you go through the books and read for these clues, you can add to the protocols that Dr. Hawkins had written. And that it took me, I had to read each book over 12 times, and it took me 5 years and 2.75 million calibrations before I felt comfortable that I had all the protocols covered. And then if you get really good at kinesiology, you can measure the consciousness of your set of protocols. And so I don't, you know, I can spend a lot of time on this. I don't want to make it about...
No, we don't want to get too technical.
Yeah, too technical.
You talked earlier about having unique identifiers, you know, an address or somewhere unique that these can be transmitted to. And I think generally we're talking about a business, a home address or something like a mobile phone. What happens to people who are unwittingly in the same environment?
Well, the high consciousness field, it's a blessing. I mean, it's an environment. You know, it's not a frequency. It's just more energy available. So as you're say you've got FLFE on your cell phone, and you're walking through the world. The field closest to you is highest, within 4 feet, it's 575, but then out to 300 feet, it's you know, 555. So there's this bubble of, on the Hawkins map, sort of unconditional love or love that you're sort of carrying with you. And customers are noticing when they go into a store, when they go places, they seem to get a happier response than they did before. You know, there seems to be this, you know, bubble of happy energy around them that they've noticed that's different in walking around the world. So, from our way of looking at it, it's a positive benefit for everyone that's around.
It's interesting because we had just last week, I think it was, a teacher called Jim Self on the show. And one of the things that he teaches his students is to create their personal power field. And it is like a bubble that they walk around in. And it does have the same effects that you were just talking about. So what's to stop someone from just creating their own bubble with intention?
Nothing. We're all extremely powerful. And we can do that. It's really it's part of our human legacy is to use the intention and the power that we have to create a field around ourselves, and this does it 24/7 when we're not thinking about it or when someone's, you know, when we're, you know, someone cuts us off in traffic or whatever happens, it's happening 24/7. So it's, well, that act of creating your own field does take some energy. You know, it takes some intention. It takes some energy dropping into gratitude and love and, you know, creating that field yourself. And this is really providing a field that gives you more energy or supports you to do that work. But it's just there supporting you all the time, so you're not having to expend energy, you know, or as much energy.
It's interesting, you know, following on from that thought, because many people feel that you can't have progress without hard work. It's a bit of a cop-out, you know, to use a service like FLFE to raise one's consciousness when we should be practicing, you know, diligently our meditation or contemplation. What do you say to that?
Well, why don't I pick that one up? I think there's multiple ways to progress in life. One is through desperation, and the other is through inspiration. And having a joyous, loving environment that you can draw from and add to with your own field, and having a place where you're able to get along with people better, where you have more energy to be more present. You know, there's a way that we grow through love and joy that we don't get when we're suffering. And I think, you know, there's a lot of, it's a big story out there in the world that we have to suffer to progress, and I don't know if that's true.
You've said that approximately 5 out of 1,000 people in the world are at the average level of consciousness of 540 or higher. What are we aiming for here? And, you know, what have you noticed, you know, when you're using this with groups of people?
Well, I could say that, I mean, we see with our subscribers that when they're in the field for 90 days, 8 hours or more per day, that we're seeing an 11-point increase in the level of consciousness. This is an average over all subscribers. So 11 points is a lot. I mean, each point is 10 times more energy. 10 times more power that we have as individuals to create the life we want. And we kind of see FLFE as like a freedom zone, or, you know, the optimal conditions that maybe we'll be at in the future. Like, you know, the planet will be at a higher level of consciousness, and there won't be as many technologies, Wi-Fis and other things that maybe are intruding on our energy, that it's, you know, creating that freedom zone where we can just be ourselves and be supported to grow and, you know, be all that we can be.
Clayton, is it possible to transmit this anywhere, anytime, and without somebody knowing?
It is possible, and we have to be aware of the law of non-interference. So when a person, just the way we handle that it within FLFE is we do ask that if a person subscribes to the service and there's people that have it in the house that aren't aware of it, is that the subscriber lets people know to pay attention to their hydration. Because one of the things that happens when you're in a high consciousness field is the body's innate intelligence takes that energy and starts to do upgrades on itself, because that's what the body knows how to do, and that requires more water. And it also is helpful to let other people know or just be aware of what they may be going through as they transition to a higher level of consciousness, because it's not always comfortable. Now, one of the things we have, Sandy, is we have something called Pay It Forward. So whenever a person signs up for a subscription, even if they cancel a month later, we give them a free subscription called Pay It Forward, which goes out at the 500 level of consciousness without any programs on it. And that's permissible, according to our research, to put on any place on the planet. and we will leave it on as long as we have the technology under our control. That might be for 40 or 50 years, hopefully. And it is possible to put it anywhere in the earth or beyond. It's just the nature of, I call it association. Jeff and I often will refer to it as quantum entanglement. So it is possible to put it anywhere.
So we might not necessarily think it appropriate to transmit to the White House or the Kremlin or somewhere, but we would be very happy if lots of people who had it on their cell phones happened to wander by.
Well, you know, people can put their pay forward wherever they want. We don't audit that. We don't know what it is. It's you know, we could probably dig into the database and find out, but part of the purpose of it is to have an experience of anonymous, you know, giving anonymously in a way that's loving, and that's good for all of us to practice. So.
Now, I understand that you consciously cultivate a higher consciousness in all your business dealings and within your own company. Tell us a little bit more about that, Jeffrey.
Yes, it's another way of being in business. You could say it's management by abundance. I mean, we're looking to be in the flow of, you know, the flow of things. So we're checking in our business pretty much every step of the way as much as we can, what's in the highest and best interest of all creation. And that inquiry seems to take into account, you know, a lot of factors, so infinite number of factors. So we're looking to run the business in a way that, is in the flow of the universe, is positive for all of creation and as much as we can in every step, and to, you know, take care of a circle of care around us that's, you know, the staff, you know, good care of the staff and the people that work for us, the contractors that work for us, you know, taking good care of them in this circle and the customers and, you know, other people in the field, competitors or coworkers or other, you know, people that we encounter. So it's just a positive view of business with the mission, you know, to support a higher level of consciousness and an optimal environment for evolution.
So, Clayton, tell me, does FLFE affect EMF radiation, geopathic stress? I mean, there's certain things that can be measured with meters. Mm-hmm. Are you doing any experiments in that area?
Yeah, absolutely. Our research right now indicates that the current version of FLFE harmonizes about 15% of the EMFs in the average environment. And we have written an EMF program that we're beta testing that has, we believe, 100% harmonization for everything we've found so far. And we haven't written all the programs for it, but in theory, the testing indicates that we'll be able to harmonize those. So there's a difference between harmonization, neutralizing, and blocking. So when you block something, when you block a frequency coming in, it may interfere with the original equipment manufacturer's specification on devices, so we don't want to do that. Neutralizing takes the energy of an EMF and makes it neutral, and then harmonizing takes that energy and makes it positive to life. So, for example, we're just starting experiments now where we're having somebody or different people grow sprouts near their routers in their home, and then we're turning the EMF program on and seeing how those sprouts grow differently than when it's off. We have done experiments. We probably had about 9 different EMF-type devices tested in our office because we're beta testing the EMF program in the office. And even though the office environment was harmonized according to kinesiology, the meters are showing that that's still present. So we're going to plant now when we're looking at doing different experiments with other types of more subtle technologies, such as the Sputnik and oscilloscopes and things like that.
You've had customers where the level of consciousness of their property didn't go up as expected. What did you do? What did you find out? Why did it not go up as expected?
Well, yes. So geopathic stress zones. Sometimes people are living, like we had one property where the house was between two rivers where they came together, and there were large rivers. And any time you have a condition like that, you'll have oftentimes have underground streams. And so what they noticed was that they didn't want to spend time in one of their rooms in the house, a spare bedroom. And when we tested the level of consciousness of that room, it was 190 on the map of consciousness. So the property was perhaps after FLFE was on, it was over 500, but that one particular place was really leaking energy and they just noticed it. So what we determined was that there was an underground stream that was, actually there was a stream coming towards a property that they knew of, but it went underground and then it went straight down just at the edge of the house, close to the corner of the bedroom, and it was pulling energy away from the house and from that room in particular. So what we did was we changed the programming, and we said that any time water coming onto the property moved in such a way that it pulled energy away from the property, that the stream was charged up with focused life force energy far enough up the stream that the energy coming on to the property, or the energy coming onto the property from the stream was positive. And they called us back that night and said, it gets changed. I mean, we can sleep in that room now for the first time ever. And, they actually tried turning the energy off or turning the subscription off, and they found the same condition and went back in the room. And then when they turned the subscription back on, because you have a control panel with your subscription, that they could sleep in the room again. So that's oftentimes the way we'll do our research, is we'll just have clients share their experience of, you know, what happened before the condition existed and then what happened after we corrected it.
You're listening to What Is Going On. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and I'm speaking with Jeffrey Stegman and Clayton Stedman, co-founders of Focused Life Force Energy, whose high consciousness fields are transforming people's lives and raising consciousness across the globe. We'll be back with more from Jeffrey and Clayton after this break.
Edge of Conscious Radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, this is Dr. Donice Warden, and I'm excited to tell you about homeopathic injections from Hevert Pharmaceuticals. I utilize them in my practice for pain, inflammation, depression, and other medical conditions. I'm achieving excellent results, and I've seen no adverse reactions. I encourage you to explore these novel treatments.
Call Hevert today at 855-387-6466 to find a practitioner in your area to administer these FDA-registered medications. 855-387-6466.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they recirculate to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Clayton Steadman, I noticed on your website that you're offering a webinar on the role that magnesium and essential fatty acids play in growing our nervous systems and our consciousness. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a very interesting topic. When you're in a high consciousness field and the body is adapting to that field and its consciousness going up, one of the things we discovered was that the nervous system would be sometimes warm. And in different spiritual traditions, such as Paramahansa Yogananda's body of work, they had times in their development when they'd experience a burning nervous system. And so this is a condition that exists when one makes a rapid jump in consciousness. It can also, you know, exist under conditions, but as it relates to high consciousness fields, we notice that when there's a gap between the level of consciousness of the individual and the integrated level, that's the level they don't go below 98% of the time, that they sometimes experience a burning or almost like a sunburn. And so we started doing research into that, and we found out that it really originated on the myelin sheath of the nerves. And so then we did research on what feeds the myelin sheath, and we found that it's a combination of omega-3 essential fatty acids and magnesium taken within 30 minutes of each other have a synergistic effect and increase the carrying capacity of the nerves. And so people, they don't experience that burning, or it reduces dramatically. And they're able to be more at peace with the change in, you know, the upward change in their consciousness.
Interesting. When is that webinar?
Well, we've talked about that in the past, and if you go on, if you make a request to go on our Facebook page, it's a private page. Jeff might have to say more about this than we have a lot of detail on that because it's a big topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have another one coming up, Clayton. Yeah, we have another coming up next week on that subject. We're going to go
on that subject. Yeah, we'll talk about.
Yeah,
that.
That's one we had scheduled quite a while ago to go deeper. The ratio seems to be for starting four to one, so four times the omega-3s to the magnesium, and you know we recommend to our customers sort of finding a magnesium that's absorbable for you, and then kind of going to the limits of that. And then doing four times the milligrams of omega-3s with that to start. And then eventually the ratio begins to shift a bit. But that's a good place to start, and it feeds those nerves to grow and so that we can carry more energy in our bodies.
And it raises consciousness.
Well, it supports us at a higher level of consciousness for the biology to catch up.
Mm. Okay. And people can go to your website and register for that webinar.
That's right.
Cool.
We'll have a fresh one added next week, I believe.
And Jeffrey, you engaged in a large project to raise the level of consciousness in refugee camps. How are you doing that, and what results have you seen?
Well, we don't have sort of eyes on the ground there. So it's a little hard to see. The person that we were working with, who had spent some time in the camps, hasn't been back lately. But what we were looking to do was to just create a better environment, and it had to be appropriate for that type of camp. So it's really a completely different program than the standard home program. When we do service work, it's really normally a whole, you know, a project that has a lot of levels to it. But this, in this case, it was really just sort of helping to create an environment that moves things into a hopeful range, where people feel like they have some agency and some hope, and they can move forward with their lives and Many of the camps measure very low, really in the despair range. And so this was a project to, with a group that was supporting camps in other ways, to support camps energetically.
When you hear things like the Florida shooting, or what's happening in Syria, or where there is a lot of awful things going on, devastating people's lives, are you tempted to transmit the waves in those areas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe last time we checked that about 99% of the energy of the system is on service projects, and about 1% is on subscribers. It may have changed a bit. We haven't tested it recently, but yeah, it's a big pull, and we do what we can, and there's only so much, so many hours in the day. And we want to take good care of our customers, people that are on the service, and keep improving the service, which we do.
So let's be clear then. You mm-hmm. you have the pay it forward service, and 99%, of the program is directed on service projects. Is that your ultimate goal, and are you charging people subscriptions in order to fund that goal?
Yes, I'd say the subscriptions support the service projects, and our mission is to create the optimal conditions for human evolution, and so it's not just in the subscribers field, but really everywhere that we can. Really, how do we create the freedom for us to be, the humans that we can be, all that we can be, and live our, heal ourselves and live our lives in a, in a dharmic way where we're giving our gifts. So there's a lot of ways to do that, and the subscriptions are a pretty economical way to do it, and then that supports the rest of it.
Interesting. That so many people in the spiritual arena, there's this paradox where they feel that if something is spiritual, then one has to give it away for free. I've encountered this many, many times when I've been producing projects like online spiritual magazines, and everybody wants a subscription for nothing. It is a fine line, and it is a challenging one, because, I'm sure there are many people who believe, as you do, as I do, that, we do give as much away for free as possible, but we also have to sustain our lives and be able to sustain the projects, mm-hmm. that we are giving away for free. How do you feel about that? I mean, do you find that even though your subscriptions are very low cost, you still get people asking you for free subscriptions? And how do you respond to that?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'll pick this up. We do a lot of testing. We test if it's in the highest and best interest of all to take this action. And even though we're far from perfect people and we don't run a perfect business, we pray about it. And, we ask for God's guidance or the guidance of divinity. And we believe that kinesiology connects us to divinity directly. And if we can use it well, that we'll, be guided on a good path, if not a perfect one. So when someone asks us for that, we just check in, we do some testing, and if we can manage it, then we give it away. And we do have lots of projects on in different parts of the world where, we have something now where we're able to send larger amounts of energy as we've upgraded the technology to some of these lower parts of the world like Syria. But we do have to check in if it's in the highest and best interest of all to do so, and sometimes you just have to turn down the level of consciousness on the technology to that area, and then it's permissible to give it there. So we just check in, Sandy. That's a lot of what we do during the day.
Tell us about your free trial that you offer people.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, the free trial is really, the way we look at it, it's a blessing of sorts. I mean, we want people at the end of the 15 days to be better off than they were when they started. And that's enough. If they don't feel like they'd like to move forward, then that's great. They've received, you know, a clearing of the energy of their home. They're maybe healthier, feeling better. So a free trial is there's no credit card. There's no obligation at all. So people can just get on, and within 5 minutes they can be on. And if at the end of the 2 weeks that's it, then that's great. You know, I mean, we designed it in a way that it would do the most good possible in that amount of time, and that's partly why it's 2 weeks, because it takes a little time for some of the benefits to show up.
So what happens at the end of that 2 weeks if, for example, somebody's had it, you know, directed towards their address or their business? Does the level of consciousness at that address or business, you know, go back to what it was, or is it sustained? Clayton, would you like to answer that one?
Yeah, it's sustained at the level that it can be sustained on its own energy without the additional support. So it doesn't necessarily go back to the level, because it's had the clearing programs, the energizing programs, the enhancement programs. And so the properties are left in better shape than, you know, when we started. But they're at the level that they can sustain on their own energy. And sometimes that's quite high, because lots of people out there that are running good businesses, or they have loving families, and there is a beauty in that environment, whatever its, you know, purpose is. So, but they typically aren't as high as they are when the service is on. Very rarely.
I really like the fact that you put, you know, the person doing the trial and the person on the subscription in control by allowing them to turn it off and turn it on. Because I can imagine that if you're on it for a long time, you might begin to, you know, just forget. It becomes like wallpaper in the background. Turning it off allows you to experience and understand why you had it turned on in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, humans we're great at acclimatizing ourselves to the current conditions. I mean, we're very adaptable. And so it's a good experience to have it off. I just went on a holiday, and the home that we were staying in wasn't on the service. And when we put it on, I really noticed it. It was like a good reminder for me, and I've been in the field for probably 10 years. You know, I very rarely am out of it. So even I was surprised at how much of a difference it made.
Now, I have seen some of the testimonials that you receive, and they are glowing, to say the least. What is the most unusual or surprising piece of feedback you've had?
It's almost universal that people start cleaning and organizing.
Oh, no.
Teenagers. Even teenagers are cleaning and organizing. It's amazing. People are most shocked by that. Like, oh my God, my 13-year-old son is cleaning his room.
Oh, wow.
Seems to be like a, you know, you want to take care of a high consciousness space. It just feels like you want to improve it. So that's almost universal. We see that all the time.
Well, that's a fun one. Yeah, definitely. I wish I'd had that when my son was a teenager living at home. Could have done with it. I think many people will say, right there, that's the clincher for me. Is there anything, you know, before we bring the show to an end, is there anything you want to add about the experiment you've been running tonight?
No, in fact, I actually haven't moved the ring yet, so I'm just moving it now. To give us just the last few minutes, and people can, of course, play it back. So we're really just starting the field now. I hadn't started it to begin with.
Okay.
So, you know, we can maybe just take a minute, but we have just a minute left, I suppose. And
well, while you're doing that, I just want to say that, you know, everybody can continue tonight's experiment for themselves with a 15-day free trial. And You know, I have to say that I've experimented with a lot of different apps and programs and consciousness-raising technologies over the years, and I truly am impressed with Focused Life Force Energy. And this is why I've chosen to continue supporting your work by sharing details of your free trials wherever I can. And I want to tell, in the interest of transparency, our listeners that likewise, you know, Jeff Stegman and Clayton Stegman want to support the work that I do, and that many others are doing too. While I do not benefit from recommending their 15-day free trial to you, I will receive a commission to support my work hosting this show for free, and other work that I do, on any ongoing subscriptions that result from this show. If you're cool with that, you can register for your free trial using the link flfe.me/ssedgebeer. And if you're not, you know, cool with that, then you can still register at flfe.net. Seems that that's all we've got time for. Clayton and Jeffrey, thank you so much for joining us today. I encourage everybody to try this out for themselves. Maybe we'll have you back on a future show to talk about what people are experiencing. Thanks for joining us. I'm Sandy Sedgebeer, and I'll be back next week with another edition of What Is Going On. Till then, it's goodbye from me, and remember, flfe.net.